Going to be speaking to Rob Tanner. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
My word, what a night last night. I mean, I say what a night last night, but it also means what a season, really. It's just been absolutely unbelievable for Leicester City. What the heck is going on at that club? What are they eating for the breakfast?
It's refreshing in the Premier League to see somebody else at the top for a change, and for them to be sustaining this as well is quite extraordinary. I don't think any Leicester City does possibly have dreamt this was possible. It's beyond their wildest dreams, and hopefully the dream will carry on. It's incredible. Ranieri's got the team flying. They've got character and team spirit, and they've also got some match winners in Riyad Mahrez and Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I mean, they've got two amazing players there, haven't they? They were just absolutely 125% on form. They are flying. Mahrez, we just mentioned it before then, that he costs, what, $300,000 or something like that? And that's what Wayne Rooney gets paid every week. This is ridiculous.
We picked the City lineup last night. Besides Leo Yeo, who's the club record signing, $8 million, you had Vardy, who was £1 million. Riyad, which is between $300,000 and $400,000, you talk to. You got free signings like Christian Fuchs and Mark Albrighton. That team was put together by Nigel Pearson. We have to give him credit. But for Leicester, I mean, I know Sean Dyche, whenever he used to play Leicester, always just going about them spending pound notes. But they haven't really, and they've just built a team over the last 3 years now that is flourishing.
Rob, I mean, the form of Jamie Vardy is something that's going to get the headlines. I remember watching him play for FC Halifax Town. It's been an incredible rise, hasn't it? And last night, he kept an incredible sequence of games going.
Well, his story is the most remarkable that I've ever covered as a journalist in football sense, because you know, he gave up the game for 3 years completely when he was rejected by Sheffield Wednesday, and then started playing again Sunday League, and then has worked his way up through this ranks, and it shows how much confidence that he's got in his own ability, that when he signed for City, he had a clause in his contract stating he gets a bonus when he played for England. And sure enough, who would have thought Jamie Vardy playing for England, but now he's a regular in the squad.
We might just be seeing Jamie Vardy playing for England in Euro 2016.
Yes. Well, if you're going to pick players on form, he's the form striker in the Premier League. As you know, the table doesn't lie. I mean, he is on fire.
15 goals from him this season in the Premier League. That's above the likes of Romelu Lukaku. Then he's followed up by Mahrez. He's on 11 himself. And then it's Agallo from Watford. And then you've got the big superstars, Giroud, Harry Kane, Sergio Aguero. This story's unbelievable.
Well, Vardy is a throwback, really. He's a sort of striker. He's very, very quick, very, very agile. Likes to play on the shoulder of the last defender, get in behind people, hurt defenders. And we haven't seen that in the Premier League for a number of years, because we've had this trend where everybody's lining up with one striker who's good, playing with his back to goal, linking play and all that. You've got to hurt defenders. You've got to stretch them, and Vardy certainly does that.
And look, you just look at the manager. I mean, you know, what he did at Greece, everyone was thinking that this could be an absolute disaster. There's a lot of people at the moment eating a lot of humble pie. It's absolutely incredible work by the Tinkerman.
Well, yeah. I mean, he built, I think people forget, he put the foundations in place for the Mourinho Chelsea side that won the title. You know, he was there 4 years and brought along the likes of John Terry, brought him through, and signed Frank Lampard. He built a lot of the core of that team that was so successful for a number of years, but because of perhaps his, you know, his inability to really master English at that time, perhaps he got this this comical sort of caricature in the media, and you know, he was known as the Tinker Man for changing everything all the time. But as he says now himself, since him, everybody tinkers now with their teams. You know, he was the original Tinker Man, but everyone tinkers. But I have to admit, there was a bit of a mixed reaction when he was appointed as Nigel Pearson's successor in the summer. But any doubters that there were now, surely they've got to eat their words.
Yeah, you know what? I think I've got to look back and think, wait a minute, why did they appoint him? I was saying that at the time. I was like, Ranieri, is this the right guy for Leicester? We'll see what happens. And I still can't believe it. It's giving me a real big headache at the moment. The question is, how far can they go now? I mean, we've heard today that apparently Ranieri's on a bonus scheme of £100,000 for every place he finishes above 18th. I mean, yeah, we've already spoke about Leicester maybe finishing in the European places. We've obviously got to consider him now for a serious top four finish, or maybe, well, let's whisper it, maybe pushing it all the way.
Well, this is the thing, see. It's not just a flash in the pan. I mean, this started with 9 games to go of last season when they won 7 of the last 9 to secure Premier League safety, and they've carried it on into this season. There's only 2 teams that have beaten them in that time. I mean, Chelsea being one at the end of last season, and Arsenal the only team to have beaten them this season. So, you know, this is, I mean, people are waiting for the bubble to burst, but I can't see it bursting any time soon.
Let's just take a look at the fixtures that they've got coming up soon. I mean, it's, what have we got? Leicester City fixtures. I know they've got Manchester City coming up soon, haven't they? That's
yeah,
going to be
they've got a tough
a
little run.
Game. They've got a tough run coming up soon, haven't they? If we look into December, obviously they've got Everton, they've got Liverpool, got a couple of Merseyside games there. In fact, they're on Merseyside for the two weekends, really, aren't they there? And then they've got Manchester City on the 29th, just before before New Year, and then down to then they've got Bournemouth rather at home. So they've got some difficult games. Bournemouth themselves on form at the minute as well. Leicester, they could lose a couple of these games here, say against Everton and Liverpool, and still be in the top four.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, but we were talking about them having a difficult run before they played Man United. They had to travel to Swansea and then face Chelsea, but they've picked up 7 points from those three. And I mean, Swansea, they never even scored a goal at the Liberty Stadium before in the past, and they went there and were convincing winners. And now they've got this run, you know, obviously trips to Merseyside, Everton are flying Lukaku, and they're going to have to go there without Robert Huth, who's suspended now, key defender. And Liverpool, obviously, a little revival under Klopp. So it's going to be difficult again, but I tell you, those teams will probably be more wary facing Leicester City at the moment than Leicester City are facing them.
I suppose that's the great thing, isn't it, though? When you watch them play, they really are going into games with no fear, because last night you looked at Mahrez against Azpilicueta, you looked at Vardy against Terry. There were two players there full of confidence, just going at the defence, and you could tell that Chelsea were being affected by that.
Well, yeah, they're absolutely full of confidence, but also as well, a number of those lads are very hungry. They've got a point to prove. I mean, you look at Vardy's story, you know, he had to fight all the way through. Mahrez was told when he went to Le Havre that he wasn't quite good enough and had to drop back down to the second team. N'Golo Kante, only 5'5", centre midfield player, he was told he was too small at the start of his career to be a professional, and look at him now. As I said, Michael Brighton was pushed out the door by Aston Villa, the club he'd spent his whole of his youth career at. There's a lot of players there that are hungry because they've got something to prove in the Premier League, and my God, they're proving it right now.
Do you think, though, if Leicester get a few serious injuries, then they're going to struggle?
Well, I think that's going to be the big test. I mean, Danny Drinkwater limped off last night. He's been a very influential player for them, and Rich Delap's got an ankle injury now. Jeff Schlupp's got a hamstring strain. Huth is going to be a big loss at Everton with his one-match suspension for picking up 5 bookings. So that is going to be the test. And I think Claudio Ranieri said in the build-up to the January transfer window he's not looking to add to his squad. But I think if he picks up a couple of injuries now that look like they could be long-term ones, then really I think, you know, what better chance have Leicester City ever had of getting in the Champions League? And they've got to seize it. And I think if they could just bring in a couple of players in January, that could see them through.
That was the next thing I was going to ask you. Is he going to spend a bit of money in January? Are you hearing any whispers?
Well, yeah, but he's been saying publicly that no, he doesn't want to change anything. He doesn't want to risk spoiling the spirit in that in the camp by bringing in new players that might disrupt things. But no, I think they will look at the market. They have got money. They've got a billionaire owner who wrote off £103 million worth of loans to the club by converting it into equity. He's not short of a bob or two. And I don't know what the constraints are too much of the new financial play rules that have come into the Premier League, because I understand it's all based on where you're perceived to be finishing or where you finished previously. And obviously Leicester are new to the Premier League, so I don't know what restrictions are going to be placed on them in that sense. But they're certainly not short of a bob or two if they need to. But it's very hard to get value for money in January. You're better off waiting until the summer. But what an opportunity they've got now.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Let's have one final point on the opponents last night. Chelsea, they're in a bit of a mess, aren't they? Of course, Claudio Ranieri's former club, he put one over on them. They're 1 point above the relegation zone right now. You'd think they can't stay there, but no club's got a guaranteed right to stay in the Premier League. If Norwich and Swansea pick up a victory and Chelsea lose, then, well, there they are. They're in the bottom three.
Well, Leicester's rise is the big story of the Premier League so far, but equally so, it's the demise of Chelsea this season. The worst ever title defence in the history of the division. So, I mean, and just looking at some body language amongst the players, and certainly Mourinho last night as well, was coming through the game and things like that, they look broken. There's something that's desperately wrong there.